Thank you, Simple Suit Services. If you had a whistle in your top, would you get it fixed?
No. By the way, why don't we ever hear from the whistle talker at 840?
Because it was an extremely limited character.
That's funny, though.
He would just sit there and say simply stupendous, insensitive remarks.
It can just be a two-minute visit, but let's hear from the whistle talker tomorrow morning at 8:40.
All right. Okay. We'll hear from the whistle talker. Everybody mark that on their calendars, all P1s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, August, whatever it's going to be.
19th.
19th. Which the day we officially ran out of ideas.
Mark that under who gives a
Oh, okay.
I do want to make quick mention, you know, the war machine was apprehended on Friday afternoon.
I saw that.
After our show. I found him at the Extended Stay America Hotel.
Off.
Why is that off?
Why are you off?
In Simi Valley, California.
I have kinfolk who live in Simi Valley.
Don't call them kinfolk. This is not the 1800s anymore. I think that he was... Was he taken to, Ventura County Jail.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know it. So what up with that? Where is that, in Oxnard? Or is that in Ventura? I think it's in Oxnard, isn't it?
Well, I would think it was, but if he was arrested in Simi Valley...
Oxnard?
What if that's further north? Wouldn't make much sense, though.
By the way, did you guys notice Fake Jerry sounded different today? What was
he had a cold.
He had a cold.
It looks like the Ventura County Jail is in Thousand Oaks.
Ah, see?
To the south of Ventura.
Told you. So even the war machine wanted to get his cowboy training camp on.
Where they used to train, yeah.
Of course, he was wanted more domestically battery.
Nobody can understand you.
Porn star girl. Because I was so sensitive for domestically abusing his porn star ex-girlfriend. Why do they always have to mention that she's an adult film star?
Yeah, why do they?
Because if she was a nurse, are they always going to mention she was a nurse, or if she's an administrative assistant?
Well, she's in some form of entertainment. I think most entertainers are listed in what type of entertainment they do.
All right, if she performs at a Bennigan's every Tuesday night.
Yeah, she's a singer.
A singer at Bennigan's.
No, they just say singer.
I don't think they say singer if she's...
Well, then with her, why don't they just say actress?
Yeah. Why is it adult film star?
Just being a little more specific.
I think
about
it's a salacious detail that there's no reason for them to put it in there. And that ends that gortatorial. All right, she's off the market, guys. Did you see the news, the sports news? That Brittany Griner got engaged.
To another woman?
Now that offends me.
Why?
Oh, yes, to another woman. She got engaged to her girlfriend.
I was going to guess Billie Jean King.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were going to guess Billie Jean King.
Cowboy.
What prevented you from guessing it?
Cowboys super scout Billie Jean King. Because you said her girlfriend. And I didn't know that.
What?
I mean, I just had never...
Your explanation is making no sense.
Yeah, why would that fact derail me?
I don't know.
what the heck just happened?
Because if they were going to get engaged, they would be girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, so I stick with my guess.
So you're guessing Billie Jean King. That is still incorrect. George, you want to guess?
I don't know that many lesbians. So I really don't have
mark that. That.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. We're cracking Jason up this morning. All right, this is a good challenge for you. How many lesbians can you name, George Dunham?
Famous ones?
Yeah. Or in general. I mean, if you know lesbians laying around your house, name them too.
I'm not laying around my house, but I know a few.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Sandra?
Sandra?
Wow, boy, he petered out quickly. Not even a last name.
Well, no, I don't know if...
You certainly know Ellen DeGeneres.
Wait, Sandra's a real person you know?
No, it was seriously a placeholder name. Oh.
And lots of female athletes.
Well, you got to give names. How many
the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, can't you just say that?
No, you can't. That's tremendously unfair.
Why is it unfair? Is it a bad thing to say
about
someone?
Can't you just say the WNBA?
Yes.
Maybe.
So you've named one, Ellen DeGeneres.
Like I said, I just told you, I don't know many of them.
Yeah.
I don't know
Greg
many of them.
Greg gave you Ellen DeGeneres, and you came up with Sandra.
I don't know many of them.
Oh, okay. Well, she got engaged to Glory Johnson. What do you think Glory's nickname is?
I won't miss.
That's correct. Fake Jerry, or real Jerry is correct. The real unfake Jerry.
Yeah, real Glory, Jerry.
Glory Johnson. That's what he's known as.
Why not just call him Jerry?
Because fake Jerry's more popular than real Jerry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That got John Lennon in a lot of trouble. Well,
that was a John Lennon-like claim I just made. Yes, Brittany Griner, the first openly gay athlete to score a Nike contract, is also the first professional athlete to get engaged to a player on a rival team.
That's unstable. That person's lesbian? They have rivalries in the WNBA?
They have more than one team?
That's a good question.
Yes, they do. Brittany plays for who?
The Los Angeles something another's?
Baylor?
Okay, you guess Baylor. You guess the Los Angeles Sandras.
I think it's the Phoenix team.
Okay, the Phoenix.
Setting Suns. It's always a play on the NBA team.
Incorrect. George Dunham for the steal.
Fire?
The Phoenix Tribbers.
What?
Is that not right?
No.
The Phoenix Mercury.
Mercury, okay.
Is that who correct? She plays for?
Yes, she plays for the Phoenix Mercury. Now, Glory Hole Johnson plays for who? I'm testing your sports knowledge here today.
Like, anyone can even...
Yeah, people know it.
The Detroit Wakahanas.
No.
FC Dallas.
Oh, that's the best sports joke I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of weird is that?
You've cured challenged Jason Garrett. You can't even get the city right. Glory Hole Johnson.
They don't have a rivalry.
They do.
They do not.
Yeah, they do. It's like Yankees Red Sox.
The San Antonio Silver Spurs, whatever they are.
Nope.
L.A., because that's the closest team, no?
Mm-mm.
We could do this for 3 hours. Cowboys. Just tell us.
The Tulsa Dills.
That's not their name.
Is it not? Oh, Tulsa Shock.
Tulsa has a WNBA team?
Yep, the Tulsa Shock.
I knew that. They got that new arena.
That is a shock.
I hate the singular names. It's got to be plural.
It's a bad name.
Tulsa Shocks. The Tulsa Aftershocks. Indeed. So congratulations Brittany Griner.
When are they getting married?
Thanks, Gordon.
That is derogatory.
She has a very deep voice. Let's not make fun of it.
It's not like what he did.
I wasn't doing Brittany Griner's voice. I was telling thank you for the story.
What happened to your voice?
It just I've had a cold.
Oh.
Leave Brittany alone!
That's not that Brittany.
By the way, I have some more gay sports news.
Mark that!
First visit with Troy this week. We're hearing at least five of these.
Interrupt his answer with that.
We never talked about this, but last week, did you see that we had a fifth-year senior Arizona State football player come out of the closet, Edward Serafin, making him the first active Division I openly gay man player?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How about that?
Yippee.
What position?
He's an offense. He's a linebacker.
Yeah. Does he enjoy? You didn't listen to my question.
Well, it says he's an off. Well, in the headline it says
he's a lineman.
In the headline it says linebacker, but in the story it says offensive lineman. I think he's an offensive lineman.
He's an offensive linebacker.
It's my story. What do you think?
He gave his story to Compete, an Arizona-based gay sports magazine.
There's no doubt that that will appear on George's resume before he passes away. Assistant editor of Compete.
Columnist. Compete.
And that's George's photo with a feather boa on.
If that was me, what would be wrong with that? Why would that be laughing?
Nothing. Just you and feather boa is funny.
Oh, yeah, a friend of the gay? What would be so bad about that?
You and a feather boa is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
George can't be a friend of the gay. He doesn't know that many lesbians. He knows Sandra.
You guys have packed it in, haven't you?
So,
no, not yet.
So is he going to keep playing?
Yeah, Todd Graham, the Arizona State head coach, said, "We are a brotherhood that is not defined by cultural and personal differences, but rather an individual's commitment to the Sun Devil way."
Good.
Oh,
I'm glad
that
they
on the other side
accepted
of the fence,
him.
Though, okay?
So they won't be sans serifin.
Right.
Don't boo me. Didn't you go into his office once and fight for... somebody's job?
No, someone fought hard for him.
That's right.
Or so he said.
That's right.
Fought hard for your mama.
Fought hard for
He came mama. Out of that meeting and he said...
You need to tell this story. You worked at another station.
Worked at another station. We had a boss named Seraphim. That's why this comes up. And it was a day where I think we had 200 employees and they fired a third of them.
It was a dark day.
So this particular guy who worked in the sports department with me got fired. And he came out, and he was kind of in tears, and he said, all I did in there was fight for you, Craig. He called me Bubba, so all I did in there was fight for you. I did. I told him, you can fire me, but you got to keep Craig. And I said, okay, well, that's nice. But I know what really went on in that meeting was, please fire Craig. Keep
loose. Fire Bubble. Just give him a little bubble.
But, of course, he came out,
right,
and he did his hit song. So hard for your bubble. So hard for your bubble. These are the stories we laugh about when we go to lunch.
And they stay with us for years.
We still tell each other the story. Oh, would you reject a gay teen's tissue?
No.
George?
For what?
What does it matter for what? Would you reject a gay teen's tissue?
I want to hear the complete story, and I'll tell you.
Well, the FDA says that that this gay teen, who is no longer with us, that his tissue will not be accepted as a donation to help other people because he was gay.
Why should that matter?
Because being gay is, according to the FDA, is a risk for HIV. And they say that men who have had sex with other men in the last 5 years are ruled ineligible for donating tissue, including the eyes, which is what we're talking about in this case.
How does it feel to be ineligible?
What's that?
I said, how does it feel to be ineligible?
Teenager died, George.
I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about you.
I thought you were talking to him.
Mm-mm. How would I talk to him?
And laughing. Very insensitively.
Boy, that would
kid's
be...
Kid's dead.
No, I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing at you.
You're being eligible.
Listen at you laughing. What is that from?
I think that was from training camp in the squirrel kicking
He killed
incident.
Himself.
That's a terrible story.
Because
like
he was bullied.
Like most of your stories.
Because he was bullied. His other organs were accepted for donation. His lungs, heart, liver, and kidney accepted, but not his corneas, his eyes. Are you guys official organ donors?
Yes.
For some reason,
you bet.
I think that I didn't sign up that day because I got hung up on the website and I never got back to it.
Oh, well, you were dedicated.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Just stick with it.
Taylorsgift.org? Is that where I can do it?
Yep.
I need to do that. Of course, now I find out that my eyes won't be accepted. I'm not.
I need an age test, and I need it today.
Hold on, Norm. Because
today,
Norm's very very demanding up there at the counter at the clinic.
No, that was at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, what?
Yeah, those are crap.
They don't sell those there, Norm. Yeah, I'm not gay, but I don't know that I can pass their requirements here. 5 years? That's getting close. The cutoff.
This teenager.
And so indeed. So indeed. Today.
It's okay for you to make jokes.
I'm not making jokes. I'm raising awareness. Once again, the fair catch for everything. You just raise awareness. That's all that matters. Don't have to raise money or research or anything like that. Just raise awareness. I would also hazard a guess that this little trend that's going on right now is raising much more awareness for ice bucket challenges than it is for ALS.
What's going on right now, guys?
Yeah. And your plan has worked so much better than the one that's raised 400% more for the fight against ALS.
Yes.
And even if you are correct,
my charity concert for ALS.
Even if you are correct, it is still also raising awareness.
It's always
and money
better
for ALS.
Better than nothing, right?
Right.
But is it the best it can be? Let's take this idea and kick it up a notch. Let's get together and sell this thing out.
What's your idea to take it to the next level?
Oh, he doesn't have any
ideas. To raise double awareness.
Right. Let's support it all, and mainly, let's support Texas.
And we didn't get to.
That's an obvious statement.
We didn't get to this story. George, you can read the headline now. This I want to tease ahead for tomorrow. I'm going to do what is called a horizontal tease. This time tomorrow.
I am not reading that.
Let Craig read it.
And I don't think we should do this story.
Why?
Because it's just a waste of time. Who cares?
Yeah, but it's to raise awareness for these types of crimes.
We know they're out there, but we don't need to talk about
it. No, we don't know they're out there.
He doesn't do negative promos.
Yeah, tomorrow, I don't do negative promos.
Tomorrow at this time, in Gordo's Corner, morgue worker admits to having sex with corpse.
He does do and then, just like all these other stupid stories, we'll say, what's up with that guy? I don't know, Gordon.
But that raises awareness.
I don't know.
Does it not raise awareness?
Yeah, what you're doing is equally as important as what the guy at Boston College started.
How many people do you think are aware of this?
ALS.
Take the ice bucket
challenge.
By
the way, Mike Ducey's going to dump water on himself at 6 o'clock because he was one of the ones that I challenged.
And he has to officially respond
Doesn't
to
have
it.
To.
So he's not paying? He's just dumping?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. He may
pay also.
He's
just taking a dump on TV?
He's dumping water on himself.
And it's a big dump of water, right? Ducey's got a whole bucket load.
I guess.
He's synonymous. We'll His name is synonymous with big dumps.
Oh, my gosh. Have you heard the stories from Fox 4 that they tell about having a plumber out there every other day?
So is he going to do this live?
I think so, yeah. The 6 o'clock sportscast.
Oh, my God. He's toupee.
Yeah, if you don't think he is
That's why I
got a Phillips
him.
Head screwdriver just screwing that thing to his skull, you're nuts.
That's why I challenged him to see if that thing is real.
All right, that's sports for this tomorrow. Really.
All right, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:32 on the ticket. David Moore joins us next with his shocking take on the Cowboys-Ravens game.
I need a toilet.
Welcome back.